What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office, and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Well, good afternoon, guys. This is UK Back in the Day. I am the Ruckus. Did you miss me last week? I missed you guys. I know I wasn't here physically, but I left you a great set of music to listen to, didn't I? Oi, oi, how are you doing, guys? This is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station live from the Pearl Street Studios. Started that off with Duran Duran, The Reflex from 1984. That was their second single. Actually, it's their second number one hit in the UK. When asked about what that song actually was about, the lead singer, Simon Le Bon, said he had no clue. And if you guys actually listen to the lyrics, you won't either, right? But I thought I'd start it off as a tribute to my guests today in studio, The Reflex, Orange County's own 80s tribute band. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. How are you? Good.
We are great. Thanks for coming in. You know, when I first contacted you guys, it was a little while before you guys got back to me and said, yeah, I want to do that. And then all of a sudden you guys were all gung-ho. You were all in Orange County, right, at the same time. So that was fantastic. How are you?
Very good. And thanks for having us here. We really appreciate it.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Yeah.
Greg, you want to start?
Yeah, my name's Greg. I'm the singer.
Lead singer.
Hi, my name's Chris. I play bass and guitar.
Chris, nice to see you.
And I'm Russ. I'm the drummer, and I do some backing vocals as well.
Now, Russ, tell me, you started the band, right?
I did, yeah.
Tell us about that. How long ago?
Yeah, so this was an idea that I had several years ago. Well, we've been at it for 7 years now, so sometime before that, I was kicking around the idea of an 80s band, you know, paying tribute to all of our favorite 80s bands.
Right,
all
right.
All of us in this band love the genre. So I was thinking, you know, how could I really do a great job with a band and really, you know, do these songs justice?
Yeah, and you do. We're going to hear it later.
Yeah, so I came up with, you know, some ideas in terms of technically how to do it on stage and how to reproduce the sounds and so forth. And I thought, you know what, this can really work. And soon after, I made Greg's acquaintance, and he and I, you know, kind of in a bit of an audition style, you know, he and I started kind of running through some of the songs together.
Right.
It was obvious right away that Greg was just way into it.
Now, Greg, did you guys click when you met?
I think so. I mean, the music, we both love this music.
Yeah. So. Where did you meet? In some bar or something?
No.
Did you put ads out?
I actually randomly found Russ on Craigslist just in the band section. And I never went on before. Never went on after. It said singer wanted for new wave, listed all the bands, Depeche Mode, Tears for Fears, NXS. I was like, I want to do that.
That's me. Very cool. Well, let's stop some talking. I'm going to give out the number. If you guys have a question, if you want to call or you want to text or you just want to say hi, give us a call, 949-715-5936. We're actually going to start it off with a live version of Don't Change by The Reflex. Want to tell us about that real quick?
Yeah, well, one thing is I'm a huge fan of NXS. This is Greg. And part of the lore of my history is I actually jumped on stage and sang with NXS down in San Diego.
Did you really?
They didn't
kick you off?
No, they let me do it.
Nice.
But they always finish their concerts with this song, and it's so high energy, and it's just a great song, so it's fun.
All right, let's give it a listen. You're listening to the KX93.5. This is UK Back in the Day with The Reflex live in studios.
Of happiness. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Shoot That Poison Arrow, ABC, the original ABC. Just talking in the break, you said you actually played with ABC?
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to open for a lot of these 80s bands, original artists, and it's super fun. I mean, it gets the audience pumped up.
Such as, name some of those.
Yeah. ABC was one, The Fix, Berlin, Wang Chung, Missing Persons, The Motels.
You guys are in your element playing with those guys.
And the audience loves it, too.
Yeah, and tell me how Chris came along.
Well, go ahead, Chris.
I joined the band probably almost 2 years ago. These guys had already been together for about 5 years. Went to go see Missing Persons play. Was really excited to see them. And I saw them come on as a trio. And I was like, after a few songs, I was like, these guys are pretty good. I was pretty strapped for work as a musician in LA. And so I reached out to Greg via email and I said, hey, would you be interested in adding some strings? I told him I play both bass and guitar, and they said, we'd love to have you. I came in, auditioned, and the rest is history.
Yeah, cool. So you've been in with them ever since?
Oh, yeah, and loving every gig.
Nice.
Gig so far.
Nice. Well, the next track I'm going to play Enjoy the Silence. Then what we'll do is we got a latecomer, Alex, and we'll have a chat with Alex about how you guys recreate the actual sound. You're listening to KX93.5. I'm The Ruckus. Oh, The live version, Enjoy the Silence by The Reflex. Such a great track. Now, when you guys send them to me, you mix them, right, Alex? You mix that for me?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about the mixing process.
Well, we had an opportunity to have all the tracks recorded live. Computers are that powerful now. Mixing consoles almost by default have that capability.
Yeah,
the newer
yeah.
ones. So I take it home, mix it in a program called Logic.
Okay, yeah, I know Logic.
On my Apple. And, yeah.
And you rushed them to me real quick. I kept asking you for some like live recordings, and then like come Monday afternoon, I think you sent them to me, what, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock? And I'm like, and it was in MP4s too, and I'm like, it's got to be MP3s.
So oh, it had to be MP...
Yeah, don't worry, I took care of it. But I want to ask you about your sound. I mean, the music sounds exactly like the originals.
Yes.
Do you guys have like... the original synthesizers that the original artists use? Tell me about that.
Well, no, we don't have any of that type of equipment, but synthesizers as a whole all operate on the same kind of principle. So if you know how to program sounds...
Okay, gotcha.
And it was Depeche Mode. When I was a little tiny, a 12-year-old, I was dreaming that I might be able to program those sounds.
Yeah.
So as computer technology got more powerful and cheaper, I started to get synthesizers. And because I love those sounds so much, I learned how to program by recreating those sounds as accurately as possible on my own synthesizers.
Yeah. Now, you play keyboards. Do you do yes. vocals as well?
Oh, we all do vocals, all four of us.
I can't remember. What do you guys all do? I know who the lead singer is. Drums are Russ, right?
So Greg's the lead singer.
Yeah.
Chris is bass and guitar. I'm Russ. I'm the drummer.
Yeah.
And Alex is keyboard.
Okay, cool. Next up, General Public. You're listening to KX93.5. This is The Ruckus on UK Back in the Day.
Inside the back.
Just Like Heaven. You know, that's one of my favorite tracks of all time. I remember when I first came to LA, I was hanging out in a nightclub. Actually, it was New Year's Eve, and they played it like four or five times that night, and the crowd just went crazy. You know, 1 minute we'd all be sitting down, and he'd put it on again. I mean, DJs don't usually play the same song twice, but four times because it was requested so much. You guys did that one justice. Thank you for that one.
We love that song. We always get a great response from that song, and it's fun to play. Yeah. Really fun to play.
So do you guys actually get requests? I mean, do you go by a playlist, or do people come up and shout? You know, do you just go with, how does that work?
We have a set list, and people come up and say, ask for requests, and my joking response is, if it's on our list.
Yeah, we're not a jukebox.
Well, generally people know what we're about. So, it's very obvious after four or five songs, you know, okay, these guys are an 80s new wave band. So they know the genre. So usually when we get a request, you know, four out of five times, it's something we already do.
The funniest thing, though, is when someone has heard us singing for a half hour playing clearly alternative 80s.
Yeah.
And they come up and say something like,
can you play some Def Leppard?
Yeah, or
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, Leonard Skinner. You know, and you're like, have you been listening to us?
I know, as a DJ, like, I get the exact same thing. I play electronic dance music most times at nightclubs, and then I'll have someone come up and say, can you play some hip hop? You get some stupid requests. Here's a real stupid one. I'm playing this. The girl comes up and asks me for a track that I'm actually playing. She comes up and says, hey, can you play that song? And it goes like this. She starts singing it to me. I'm like, you mean the one I'm playing now? She's like, yeah, that's the one. She walks off.
We've had similar experiences where we would get a request, and it's, were you not here two songs ago? Because we just played
right.
that.
Tell me about some of like your best venues that you like to play, some of your most favorite show that kind of sticks in your mind.
Well, you know, one was two or three summers ago here at Bluebird Canyon.
You guys played that?
Yes, we did. And it went off.
It was very popular.
It was crazy.
That was a crazy show. We had a really good time on that show.
Yeah, Laguna Beach, guys. I mean, it's all locals, no tourists. They really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, coming up next, Politics of Dancing by Re-Flex. This is KX93.5. That was, in fact, Re-Flex. So we've got Reflex, we've got Reflex Duran Duran, and then we've got Reflex with two X's. Tell me what's going on here, guys.
Okay, so where did the name came from? I would say it came from Duran Duran, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a Duran Duran reference. And, yeah. But, you know, the name basically is our best effort to try and kind of embody the style of music that we play. And so that's one of the songs that's definitely in that genre. Yeah.
Now, is that one that you guys actually play? Duran Duran, the Reflex?
That's a funny story. We don't play that one.
Yeah.
You've never played it?
We've never played it.
Oh, well. Well, like I said earlier, though, those lyrics, listen to the lyrics. You won't want to play it.
It's funny. It's become a thing now that I don't know that we can play it because we haven't for 7 years, even though it's our name.
So you've got those. You've got Re-Flex. You've got the Reflex from Duran Duran. And then we are the Reflex with two X's. Double X, double sexy.
Greg loves to.
This holiday season, get ready to cut loose. Montage and KX93.5 present Winter Concert Classic with Kenny Loggins. Bring the whole family to Irvine Bowl, Pageant of the Masters on December 13th to hear Kenny's hits and also holiday favorites from pop harmonizing group The Shadow Boxers. Local favorite David Allen Baker. The kids will love our winter wonderland in the Festival of Arts grounds with cookie decorating, falling snow, and a visit from old Saint Nick himself. Enjoy complimentary hot chocolate and holiday treats with adult libations available for purchase. Proceeds will benefit KX93.5, Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach, and School Power, Laguna Beach Educational Foundation. Don't miss Kenny Loggins at Laguna's most beautiful concert venue, Irvine Bowl, Sunday, December 13th at 6 p.m. Tickets at KX93.5.com.
That's The Reflex, Melt With You. This is KX93.5. I'm The Ruckus. This is UK Back in the Day. I just want to tell you guys how I discovered you guys. Clive Farrington, good friend of yours?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Very much. So, yeah.
He's actually been in on the show a couple of times on my other show, Laguna Limelight, and he brought in a remix of his Promise. And he mentioned you guys, and when I was thinking about doing this new show, I thought, oh, you know what, I'll probably look you guys up. Looked you up, found you all over the place, all over the internet, which was great. Loved your music. I got hold of you guys. You guys were so kind to say, yeah, I want to come into the show. So I thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for having us. And gosh, that's such an amazing thing, Clive, you know, putting in the word for us.
You know, he's such a friendly guy. He's so down to earth, isn't he?
He's a great guy. Yeah, just really sweet. Great guy.
I did ask you about your best show. What's your worst show experience? It could be anything. What do you think?
What comes to mind is we had a show at a local club, Stillwater, which we will actually be at Stillwater again on the 20th of this month.
Okay, cool.
We had a show there where we had just a whole bunch of technical issues. And everything from, you know, me forgetting some gear and having to, you know, improvise and so forth, and us just being all over the place. And I remember that evening we also had, the crowd was getting kind of crazy, and they were very into it, even though we were having
crazy
a rough night.
About the music or crazy about everything going wrong?
All of the above. They were crazy into it, and they were crazy just jumping around getting crazy. And there was one point during the night when they actually knocked over our speaker column.
Oh, yeah?
And it knocked over into us. So I think Alex actually caught part of it.
We caught it. It didn't fall all the way over.
But anyway.
Nobody got hurt, though, right?
It was really scary.
We avoided injury, but that was a tough night. Even though the crowd was very into it, we had just a tough night that night. But
And then real quick, talking about, we're kind of running out of time. I've had a great time. Tell me about some of your upcoming gigs that you've got coming up. You said Stillwater. When are you playing there?
Stillwater on the 20th.
Where is the Stillwater, by the way?
That's in Dana Point.
Oh, okay. Stillwater. Oh, yeah. What am I thinking? And then you guys must be busy for Christmas shows.
We do have Christmas shows. I mean, Christmas, we get busy with a lot of corporate events.
Oh, corporate events. Thing. Okay. Yeah,
but we do have one big show that we haven't announced
Drum roll. This is the first time it's being announced.
First time announced.
No one knows except here at KX93.5. Exclusive announcement for New Year's Eve. Yes. Russ?
New Year's Eve, we will be at Knott's Berry Farm on the big Calico Square stage again. We did this 2 years ago, and it was huge. There's you know a good 5,000 to 7,000 people out there just partying and having a great time.
But isn't there a preview of you guys on YouTube at Knott's Berry Farm? Yeah.
There is. Yes.
So if you want a preview of what to expect,
that's
the way to go. What we'll do is I'll play two more tracks. We'll come back. We'll say goodbye. We'll give out all your social media links so everyone can get a hold of you. This is KX93.5.
Right or wrong, baby, right or wrong.
Well, it's that time of night that we are going to have to say goodbye to you guys. Real quick, tell us about media, social media pages.
Well, number one, our website is www.thereflex.com. That's, and, of course, with two X's.
Exactly.
We're on Instagram. We put up a bunch of fun pictures, including, advertising for tonight's show. We have a Twitter account as well, and Facebook.
Facebook is The Reflex with two
slash
X's?
Slash The Reflex.
Well, I just want to say to you guys, you know, I appreciate you coming in, spending your time. I know it's not easy getting all the four of you together, especially this time of the day, at the beginning of the week. So thank you. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And if you want to introduce the last song,
yeah, this is The Reflex performing the Naked Eyes track, Always Something There to Remind Me.
Again, I want to say thank you to The Reflex. What a great group of guys. Up next, Armin Kasparian with The Skong Show, 2 hours. I'll be back on Saturday, 9 o'clock with Laguna Limelight. Till then, cheers, guys.